Welcome to The Expert Vet. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Donna Spector in Chicago, who is The Expert Vet. She's a board-certified veterinary internist here to help explain medical conditions in dogs and cats. If you'd like to hear more episodes of this show or any of the Pet Talk radio shows I co-host with experts, please go to RadioPetLady.com and visit the podcast libraries. The Expert Vet is a production of Pet Media, Inc. and Dr. Donna Spector, which are solely responsible for its content. The Radio Pet Lady Network is partnered with my other enterprise, the Dog Film Festival, which celebrates the remarkable bond between dogs and their people. I will be taking the festival across the United States, including Washington, D.C., East Hampton, New York, Rochester, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Phoenix. I hope to see you in New York City at the second annual Dog Film Festival on October 15th. You can find more information at dogfilmfestival.com. This show is brought to you with the generous support of Halo, holistic natural dog and cat foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. Their new grain-free recipes, like Vigor, give you more healthy choices for your pet's dinner, while Daily Greens bring vitamins and digestive enzymes into your dog's diet. Halo is a private company, partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they emphasize giving back by giving donations to shelters through freekibble.com for pets awaiting a forever home. Hello, it's Tracy, and I have a different sort of expert vet for you today. Not an expert vet at all, but a solution to a problem that Dr. Donna Spector, who is the expert vet, and I have been talking about, which is the idea of delaying spaying your female dog. I'm going to be doing that. She's going to be doing that with her darling little Gabby. And while we've been talking on this show and on Good Dogs, Dr. Gail Watkins is a big proponent of delaying spaying and neutering for the psychological and physical health of the dogs later, I realize that I'm talking about something which is an idea going counter to where the thought process has been going nationally in this country towards all spay, all neuter, all the time, as young as possible. So I think one of the beauties of these shows is that I try to attack problems, bring up issues that you may not even know are a problem, but then offer a solution. There's no point in saying, oh, you can't do this and you shouldn't do that, and not giving you a different way of going about things. So what came to me through the vast glory of the internet was a gentleman named Dexter Blanche who has created a harness to go on a female dog in heat that both allows any kind of menstrual fluid to go into an area where you can put a sanitary napkin, but also allows that dog to have freedom to be anywhere at all when she's in heat, in those few days when she can actually be impregnated. It's a sort of a chastity belt. And even if male dogs, intact or neutered, were to mount her for the thrill of it all, they wouldn't get anywhere. So I thought it would be really pretty nifty to have a conversation with Dexter, who's a dog trainer, about how he came up with this and what reactions have been. I will tell you that I met him at the Global Pet Expo in this spring down in Orlando, Florida, and he had a lot of activity at his booth from Europeans. Europeans have often not spayed and neutered in many countries, and lots of people from Europe, I don't know if they had pet stores or if they were veterinarians, but they ordered the pet anti-breeding system, PABS, or the female chastity belt. In America, people were a little baffled by it because the idea of keeping a female intact for a few years when she could, in theory, become pregnant, which would not be the desire of many of us, is not something that people quite understand yet. So to those of you who have a young female dog and have the option of not spaying her young, as we've talked about all the health benefits, this is a way that you could keep her clean in the house if she didn't clean herself, which my dog has been doing, the one heat that she had. And also to be able to be free to go on walks, to be with other dogs, and not run any risk of getting pregnant. So we're going to take a quick break for a couple of sponsor messages, and then I'm going to introduce you to Dexter and the pet anti-breeding system. I'd also like to say that Dr. Gail Watkins on Good Dogs, who's a pretty picky lady about many things, whether it's diet or training or anything else. She's given an endorsement to this harness. She said if an owner is motivated enough and you have the patience to put it on and figure out how to put it on, it takes a little bit of figuring out, that it really is an effective tool. So here's to keeping our girls intact for at least a couple of heat cycles or a couple of years and keeping them safe from unwanted pregnancy. We'll be right back after this quick couple of words.
This show is made possible in part by Precious Cat Litter, owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian in Colorado who has created many different low-dust litters for the health of all members of the family, cats or people with asthma and allergies. Precious Cat also makes litter for the special needs of many cats, from kitten-attract litter that helps youngsters develop good habits to cat-attract litter that helps those with out-of-litter box issues get back in the box. Precious Cat's Touch of the Outdoors litter provides environmental and enrichment, bringing to indoor cats the natural scent of the outdoors from field grasses grown in their own fields. This show is also brought to you by Meow Space, a clear ventilated enclosure that can be a one cat feeding space, a litter box station, or even a safe place to nap, designed so that only one cat with a unique access device can enter the see-through box. Meow Space is made in the USA to solve out of litter box problems and individualized feeding needs in multi-cat households. Big enough for large cats to do their business or small dogs to eat their own food in peace, Meow Space benefits the whole family because it also keeps dogs and small children out of the litter box too. Go to meowspace.biz. That's meowspace.biz to see for yourself. The Radio Pet Lady Network is brought to you in part by Spot Platinum, an allergy test to determine which elements in your dog's environment or diet may be causing his scratching or licking. Spot Platinum can detect allergies for which they can make a USDA-approved oral spray custom-tailored to your dog's specific needs to control his symptoms. Spot Platinum is a privately owned company that has done more than 500,000 allergy tests over 25 years. For more information, visit them on the web at vetallergy.com. Support for this show also comes from VaxaCheck, a simple test done right in your vet's office to discover whether your dog or puppy is protected from the deadly core diseases or needs revaccination. Shelters can use VaxaCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones and avoid unnecessarily over-vaccinating dogs. VaxaCheck for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxaCheck for cats is coming soon.
I am back with a most extraordinary person who found me on the internet. God bless the internet, because he heard me talking on so many different shows on this network about delaying spaying and neutering your dogs. Dexter Blanche is in Shreveport, Louisiana, and he is an all-American inventor who has come up with the first that I've ever heard of genuinely effective chastity belt for girl dogs so they don't have to be spayed and they're not going to get pregnant. Dexter, it is great to meet you, and I'm so proud to have you join the Radio Pet Lady Network, because you have something that everybody who'd like to keep their bitch intact, as we say in the dog world, or not spay their little girl, you've got something to make sure she doesn't get knocked up, don't you?
Right, and thank you, and I'm honored to be on your show, Tracy.
It's great to have you here, Dexter. What made you invent a chastity belt for dogs? It also has a place you can put a sanitary pad, so when the dog is during her heat, it protects her fur and your floors and your furniture from the menstrual fluid, but more importantly, much more importantly, is that you've created it and designed it in such a way the dog doesn't try to pull it off and no boy dog can get past it. What inspired you to do this?
Well, Tracy, I've been a handler and a dog trainer all my life, and normally when a female comes in heat, her mind is not on being trained or worked, as well as the male dog. So to keep them isolating the female that I had to train, I've always thought of a harness that will fit on the back of them that you can't have a new breeding. Being a trainer myself, you never want someone dog to get impregnated while they're in your hands. So that's where the idea was born from.
Oh, so you had dogs with you for training, and you had to keep some of them safe from the others because a little whoopee could happen.
Right, exactly.
Had you ever seen such a device before? Had you seen one that didn't work, or had you never come across someone who'd built It's called pet anti-breeding system. That's what it is. It's an anti-breeding system. It's a kind of a contraption, but it breathes. The girl can pee and poo and so forth. There's no problem with that. It breathes, and it fits around the dog and has straps, so it fits kind of snugly and nicely. Yeah. But the boy dog might try, but he's not getting anywhere.
Let me explain that. It's an 8-point buckle system made of durable nylon, but there's a mesh covering over her rear end that keeps her vulva protected at all times. And like you said earlier, it comes with a pocket to cover the vulva during the early stages of the heat cycle to catch the bodily fluid to protect the floor and the furniture or your car seat. So she don't have to be isolated. The male dog can still smell her and lick her, but he can, once he mount her, he would never be able to penetrate her. So he just would bounce off the soft mesh screen that's not even harmful to his genital.
So I would say that you have a lot of male dogs that do not consider you their hero. You're like greatly hated. The intact dogs of America, the boys, you are not their pal. You're like the walking, what would you call it, the IUD or the condom for the girls. What's interesting is that one of my co-hosts on Good Dogs, we've talked a lot on that show about delaying spaying and neutering, the health value, to those of you that might not have heard this on other shows, I really recommend you listen to the show I did with Dr. Donna Spector on the Expert Vet and Dr. Gail Watkins on Good Dogs, which is how Dexter found me. And again, the internet is really quite miraculous, talking about the fact that there's a positive correlation, meaning a bad thing, between girl dogs getting spayed, even at 6 months, but younger, much more so, a positive correlation between that early spay and the rise in cancer and joint injuries, ACL injuries, which those of you with large dogs like I have know that these injuries basically change the dog's life. I mean, cancer changes their life, that's for darn sure. Right. But ACL injuries, to me, besides the fact that every ACL repair is a minimum of $5,000 to you, the harm to the dog, the crippling arthritis for life, is pretty distressing. And the recuperation, 6 weeks on total lockdown, these are not small issues. So keeping your female intact for at least a couple of years or at least a couple of heat cycles, they only come into heat twice a year, and my Wanda didn't even have her first heat till she was almost a year old, gives you a protection because the growth plates in the dog have to close. And those of you that know about horses know that especially the bigger breed species of horses, their growth plates don't close till they're 4 or 5 years old. In large dogs, it's not at least till they're 2. So delaying spaying and neutering, it's a bigger deal for female dogs than males, from what they've found. The female hormone, the estrogen, is very protective against cancer. It boosts the immune system. Interesting for humans to know about as well. But, you know, Dexter, one of the things that has baffled people ever since I got into this pet world about 10 years ago is, why is there so much cancer? Why is there so much cancer? And everyone kept looking at the food, looking at the food. It must be the food. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't really any logic to that, because food is not carcinogenic. People that get all excited about certain kinds of ingredients, they are not cancer causing. So what is the thing that we have done? Now, I won't say you've done it that well in Louisiana, from what I learned, you know, after Katrina, is spay and neuter. So many dogs in your more affluent and more educated areas of the country are spayed and neutered. And some are at 6 months, almost all are at 6 months. But if you get them from a shelter, they're at 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks. Yeah. They're pediatric spays. These dogs never have a chance to develop properly. I do believe that what science is showing is this cancer epidemic is man-made. It's man-made. You remember, Dexter, when we were kids, I'm sure you had dogs growing up being a dog trainer. And
that's
they always said
to
people, let your dog come into heat at least once. They even used to say, let her have a litter. Of course, that's not what people want to do anymore. But remember, everybody said, let a dog have a heat cycle. It was old wives' tale. It was wisdom. And we kind of lost that. No one ever stopped to wonder why. But people have noticed they didn't know about cancer because cancer wasn't that prolific then. But they saw the dogs matured better. They grew up better physically. They were mentally more stable. So these are all the reasons to not spay your dog young. Then there's the problem of getting pregnant. I was very ignorant about
when she could get pregnant, because the heat cycle is what, about a two-week period?
Well, about 18 to 21 days, 7 days in, 7 days to receive the mail, and 7 days going out.
I see. And there's only a few days in there, from what I understand, where she'll actually let the male penetrate her, although right. if he's much bigger and stronger, I'm sure he could force his way in, you know, like date rape,
no.
even if she wasn't receptive. So if you have a pet anti-breeding system harness on her, and that's something you can wear only if you're going out to a doggy daycare or to if you're a hunter, the dog out in the field, or if she doesn't have any flow and you don't need the pad in there, she could not have to wear it indoors if there's no other dogs, right? You could just put it on when you go outside?
If she has finished her first the first part of the heat cycle where she's not bleeding, yes, you could take it off, but the pad works very well to catch the blood. So you could take it off as no other dog, only for when she's outside. But once she puts it on, she gets very used to it. And it's also been serving a great purpose for incontinence dogs.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, and kind of wet on themselves without
yes.
wanting to.
Yes.
So the pads are extra thick to absorb the pee so you don't have it all over your flooring and your furniture.
You know, that's an interesting subsidiary use of it because a lot of
right.
us, as our girl dogs get older, especially if they're spayed young, and many of us already have females
right.
that were spayed young. My poor Maisie came from the Weimaraner Rescue, and at 6 months, well, she was bought at a pet store. The people spayed her at six
right.
months because that's what they were told, and then they gave her up to the rescue. But these dogs, as they get older, the bitches, the girls, they often begin to leak urine, and a lot of people's
right.
dogs have to go on some medication. But then when they get older and the sphincter isn't tight, one day my Jazzy had a whole puddle of pee underneath her. And I'll tell you something, it's often a reason that people will euthanize, not just for their own, you know, comfort of not having a house with puddles of pee, but for the dog.
Exactly.
The dog is, you know, it's an indignity, and the urine burns. And if she's wearing a diaper, basically, that's lined up in the right place, then no harm, no foul. You just change the pad.
Right. Well, see, the diaper, with this product, it's heart-shaped. She could defecate. She can urinate. Can have to penetrate to copulate to impregnate. That way, the diaper, if she has to defecate, it'll make her messy. So you have to continue to clean her up. This, they could defecate over the top of it, and she stay protected, or she has a pad in to control the urination if she have a problem with relieving herself.
And that usually happens in the house when they're sleeping or lying down.
Right.
So you could put it on when they're lying down. Dexter, I really think it's fantastic you've come up with this. I know that a lot of people
Thank
believe
you.
That all dogs should be spayed and neutered, and we certainly believe that they should be when they're stray dogs that are brought in and people are ignorant, let their dogs run loose, and they're intact, and they're just, you know, mindlessly getting other dogs pregnant. I know that happened during Katrina. A lot of dogs were found that were intact,
right.
you know, of every age, having puppies out in the alleyways and so forth. But it would really be great if when people acquire a puppy from a rescue, and now the dog is owned and under their control and on a leash or in a yard, if people would really please consider at the very least delaying that spay at least till
right.
the dog's a year old. Then you get a pet anti-breeding system harness. They're not a lot of money. They're easy to put on, and you put it on your girl way before she might ever come into heat. Just put it on, let her run around with it so that it becomes like wearing
have
a coat.
Playtime. Yeah.
At a very positive time, give some treats. It becomes
right.
like dogs in a cold climate that have to wear a coat. I know you
right.
have lots of people finding you, just randomly finding pet anti-breeding system. I'm hoping that being part of the Radio Pet Lady Network, you are the solution to a problem. The problem is that people are told to spay and neuter without anybody having realized the unintended consequence of cancer and joint terrible joint injuries, you know, life-changing joint injuries. So if you're hearing this, folks, and you're lucky enough to have a female dog who hasn't reached 6 months yet, or you've got her from a shelter or rescue, even younger, and she's not yet spayed, please consider delaying the spay and get yourself
the dog chastity belt, which is called the Pet Anti-Breeding System, PABS. So you'll find a link at the Radio Pet Lady Network. I've invited Dexter and these wonderful PABS to be a sponsor on the network. I'm so grateful that I can say to people, please do this for the sake of your dog's life and health. And here's a way to make sure there's no unwanted babies in this world, because no one's urging you to have babies unless you're a responsible breeder. And, of course, for responsible breeders that are listening, you know you have problems. It's really hard to keep a lot of intact dogs together, and you got to lock them up and lock them in different rooms. Having this a PABS harness, your dogs can stick together and be together, and there won't be any baby daddies in the family, not unless you want there to be, right? Dexter, thank you so much for creating this. It's an amazing invention and something that I know people will be really grateful to find out about. I certainly am. It's allowing me to go for another heat cycle with Wanda. Now that I'm going to get one, and I have one, it's going to be 6 months till she has another heat cycle. But now I'm comfortable and confident because we run loose all over the place, and there are some intact males in Vermont for health reasons. They've kept them intact. But it's really great to know that no matter how much they want her, they can't have her, you know?
That's right. And thank you for having me, Tracy. It's been wonderful. And thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you all for listening, and visit the Radio Pet Lady Network to find out more.